1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Welcome to the program. Murray State men's basketball coach Matt McMahon will be along in just a bit. We'll talk about his upcoming basketball camps. He has several of those. We'll also find out about the latest couple of recruits for the Racers. We'll get Matt's comments on those players and how they will fit in to the Racer program. Ask some other questions as well. Will they add somebody else? What about the schedule? Well, everyone always wants to know those questions, the answers to those questions. We'll try to get to those in a bit. But before we do, let's get you caught up with everything else from a sports standpoint. Murray State men's golf team, they made a run at the championship yesterday, but they ended up in fifth place at the Ohio Valley Conference Men's Golf Championship at the Shoals Golf Club in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. They finished with a 296 yesterday, and they did lead briefly playing in the front nine. In fact, according to GoRacers.com, they went into the final six holes two shots off the pace, but they finished at 879, five shots behind UT Martin's winning score of 874. Leading the way for Murray, Preston French, he finished ninth at 221. Duncan McCormick, 17th at 223. Brock Simmons, 19th at 224. Jared Gosser, 27th at 226. The championship, one of the closest in the history of the OVC championship, with six teams separated by just five shots. It's kind of one of those that if you played it six different weeks, you might get five or six different winners. With the victory, UT Martin earned the OVC's automatic bid into the NCAA championship. The 2016 field will be announced on May 5th. UT Martin's Hunter Richardson finished at 211 to claim medalist honors. Due to rain in the forecast for Saturday in Cape Girardeau, Murray State's three-game series with Southeast Missouri has been moved up a day. Contests tonight and tomorrow will be played at 6 p.m. with Saturday's finale set for now 1 p.m. The Racers look to maintain their momentum as they enter a three-game series with OVC leading SEMO. And they go in pretty hot on a four-game winning streak. They swept Tennessee Tech last weekend, beat Alabama A&M on Tuesday. SEMO, however, they're coming off a good series, too. They beat Jacksonville State 2 out of 3 to take over sole possession of first place in the OVC. They are the two-time defending champion, and they are really good at home. 13-1 at home. SEMO ranked in the top 40 in the nation in RPI, and they're batting .317 as a team. High school baseball tonight at Reagan Field. Earlier in the week, Callaway County hosted Murray High, and Murray won. Tonight, Murray High will be the host. Callaway County will try to even the score. Murray High will try to get the season sweep in that game at Reagan Field. High school softball tonight, Callaway County hits the road at Marshall County. Murray is at Lyon County. University of Kentucky women's basketball coach Matthew Mitchell says he's to blame for the string of players and coaches leaving the team. Six players, two recruits, and three assistant coaches have left the team since October. Coach Mitchell yesterday took all the responsibility, says he didn't communicate well enough to keep the players and the coaches. The Cardinals with another win last night as their bats are, man, they've just been red hot lately after that awful start to the season. Let's check in.
With Record, I'm John Rooney in Phoenix, and the Cardinals are going for 3 out of 4, and they're going for 5 wins in 7 games on the road trip after the Redbirds outhit Arizona 14-10 and won 11-4 last night.
I think anytime you have a winning road trip, it's a good thing. They took 2 out of 3 in San Diego, and if you can take 3 out of 4 against a Diamondback team that's going to compete in the National League West, that's a pretty tall order. The Cardinals have continued to pound the baseball. Their offense has been terrific. Home run power, extra base hits, and a lot of timely hitting.
It was a great night for the offense. Alemis Diaz had a home run for the Cardinals, and it was a four-hit ball game for Stephen Piscotty, and he drove in a couple of runs. But it was great to see the bullpen get back on track, helping Adam Wainwright to his first win.
Bullpen had a blip in this series, but they were terrific. Broxton, O, and Bowman closed the door. Adam Wainwright picks up that first victory. Everybody can take a sigh of relief.
The Cardinals go for 3 out of 4 in the win column in Arizona tonight behind Michael Wacha. We're on the air at 7:45.
All right, that is John Rooney and Rick Horton. We'll have the game tonight on WNBS beginning at 7:45. Nashville Predators fans, they're pretty happy. Kind of a shocking win, really, as they advanced in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a 2-1 win over Anaheim at the Honda Center. Anaheim had been heavily favored. So what? Predators get the victory, rallying from a 3-2 deficit. They won three games on the road. That is tough to do in any playoff series, but they got it done. Nashville will face the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference semifinals, starting with Game 1 in San Jose Friday. That, of course, is the site of Murray State's victory over Vanderbilt there at the Shark Tank. Pretty cool place to watch basketball. I know that. Never seen hockey there. Let's see. One other note. A jury will be selected from Memphis in the retrial of former Vanderbilt football player who's charged with rape. Brandon Vandenberg was convicted last year on all charges related to the rape of an unconscious Vanderbilt student, but a judge later declared a mistrial. Corey Beatty was recently convicted in his retrial. Vandenberg's trial is set to begin on June the 13th. All right, NFL draft is tonight. Because of the Cardinal coverage, we will bring you very limited coverage this evening beginning at 8 o'clock. So we'll have at 7 o'clock. So we'll get you 45 minutes of it, and then Cardinal baseball takes over. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, Matt McMahon, the Racers head coach, joins me right after this.
Tuesday, May 17th, the Murray State Racers welcome the Kentucky Wildcats to Brooks Stadium in Paducah for the annual Purchase Area Showdown. The Racers boast one of the most powerful lineups in college baseball, ranking in the top 10 in 8 statistical categories. Kentucky comes in nationally ranked and one of the top teams in the always tough SEC. It's Murray State versus Kentucky at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May 17th at Brooks Stadium in Paducah. Tickets are on sale now at the Murray State Ticket Office or call 270-809-3000.
Welcome back to the show. As promised, Murray State men's basketball coach Matt McMahon is with us. Finally, the recruiting, at least the travels, are behind you for a while, Matt. And do you get any rest at all?
Well, this is the best time of year for a college basketball coach. You can't be off campus recruiting till July. Your players are winding down the spring semester. So that month of May, get a little bit of a chance to relax. At least you're relaxing in Murray, Kentucky, and not out on the road driving around the country. So excited about it and looking forward to spending some time with my family.
We have a lot of exciting things to talk about personnel-wise, but we're going to hold that because if people really don't follow and you think the coaches are up relaxing and at the pool all summer, wow, are you wrong. Your Matt McMahon camps are right around the corner. June 6th through 9th, June 20th through 23rd, July 25th through 28th. You got three of them, starting with that mini camp June 6th.
Well, Neil, it's one of the best parts of the job in coaching is running the summer camps. The reward of interacting with the kids and getting so many kids from here in the community come out to our camps. I think they have a great experience. And I think one of the big keys why our camp's different than a lot of other places is it's our players who work it. So they're coaching all the kids here in the community, and we have a great time with it. Marcus Smith, who's the best camp director / DJ / dance-a-thon guy, he's the best in the country, and he'll be back to run the camps again this summer. And so I know that'll definitely help our attendance.
That first one for kids 5 through 7, so this is for the youngsters, goes 9 to noon, $95 for that one. Tell us kind of what that's about.
Well, we go from 9 to noon, as you mentioned, but it's just an introduction to the game of basketball. We have a lot of fun, a lot of games. Start teaching some of the fundamentals. I know I'm going to have two of my kids in the camp this summer, so I'm going to be interested to see how that goes. I know they're really excited about it.
June 20th through 23rd, you start with Youth Camp 1. That goes 9 to 4, and this is for ages 7 to 17.
Yeah, still fundamental focus and fun. We definitely want it to be fun, but we get a little bit more into the details of the game, skill development, player development, competitions, 5-on-5 game play. So we have a lot of fun with them.
And you have another one July 25th through 28th, Youth Camp 2. Pretty much the same times, except this one is for 7 through 7th grade, going into the 7th grade.
Yeah, same exact format as the first youth camp. Only difference, it's due to NCAA rules. Now that things have gotten so crazy, 8th graders are now considered prospects.
Whoa.
So you're not allowed to have them on campus during the month of July. So that's why the difference in age group there.
In terms of the instruction, is that your coaches, some of your players? How does that work?
Well, sometimes it ends up being like a legends camp because not only do we have our coaches who are far from legends like myself. No, just kidding. But and our current players. But we'll have Isaiah Cannon's come back in the past. Cameron Payne's come back in the past. You know, Tony Easley came back and worked camp last summer. I'm sure Dexter Fields will be there. So it really ends up being a lot of fun. And I love hearing from the former players who want to come back and work the camp, and they do a great job. DT Mays, you know, one of the best players in Murray history, came back and worked camp 2 years ago. So, well, we have a blast. Our coaches and players do an awesome job with the kids.
I talked to those players, too. I talked with Tony last year, did an interview with him. I'm not sure if he has more fun or the kids have more fun. He absolutely loved it.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best, and he comes back. He wears his Italian pro jerseys and signs the autographs, and he does a really, really good job, and our players do as well. So it's fun for us. I like it for our players doing it because now they see some of the frustrations that I go through as a coach trying to instruct them on what to do, and then they get to see some of that. But we have a really good time. I think our camp experience is unlike any other because the balance of fun and fundamentals and competition is really good.
And don't you have, like, throwback jersey days? I see all kinds of jerseys out there, NBA, college, all sorts of things.
Always will be a theme, jersey day being the favorite. Right. And you see a bunch of Isaiah Cannon campaign NBA jerseys. You see LeBron. You see it all. You'll see we've had a Tony Easley, a professional jersey worn by one of the younger kids. So we have a good time with it. We'll also have Racer Day, obviously, where 99% will wear Racer gear. That's the one thing you can't come in to camp in another school's gear.
I got
You got to flip that inside out or leave it up in the stands. It's all Murray State.
I totally get that. I respect that completely. Ice cream shot, they're going to be featured this year or not?
The ice cream shot will be back, but I got to admit our success rate has gone down for whatever reason. It's a tough shot, though, Neil. I mean, it's a 75-footer.
Wow.
And hopefully Marcus is up to the challenge this year. I know he left disappointed last camp season, not being able to get it done.
That is tough. It's a lot of pressure, though, isn't it?
Well, it's a ton of pressure. And I can't even throw the ball that far. So sometimes we have to call on the players to get out there and get it done for the kids.
All right. The kids are going to have fun, get a lot of knowledge, but also a T-shirt, basketball, and a participation certificate too?
Yes. Yeah, so get geared up, get them a nice Murray State basketball shirt, the camp ball, and have awards throughout the week, different prizes each day. And we'll have a very good time.
And I guess the easiest way to sign up, MSU.basketballcamp@murraystate.edu. Is that right?
You can email, you can call the basketball office, call Becky Hudson at 270-809-6804, or just come by the practice facility over at the Ray Center, and we'd be happy to sign anyone up.
All right, let's talk about a couple of new players who have joined the program. The ink is signed, so we can officially talk about them, and that is Terrell Miller. Gave that early commitment, and I know, gosh, sometimes fingers are crossed that you can hold on to that. This guy really ended up with a terrific end to his season. Tell me about Terrell Miller.
Well, we're thrilled to add him to our program, and you mentioned it. He did commit to us back in December, and then in conference play averaged 21 points and almost 11 rebounds a game. So we were anxious to get to signing day because he had such a great year. But very talented, 6'8", 250 pounds. But he's not a big guy who can just sit down around the basket. He can also step out. He shoots the ball well from the three-point line. Very skilled, versatile player. And the best thing I can say about a player is he makes other people around him better, and I think he definitely carries that trait.
Will he be able to replace some or all of what Wayne Langston was able to do last year?
Well, we hope so. Completely different players. He can score down on the block, and he's a very, very good rebounder. But I do like the part of his game where he can step out and shoot that ball from three. I think it enables you to do some different things offensively when you have a big man like that who can step out and shoot the ball.
Kid announced yesterday Jeremy Grace coming in, and it's always good to get a JUCO player, I think, when you got 3 years out of him, and this is one of those guys. I looked at his shooting stats. It's mind-boggling. It's like he sent the stats to us, but I looked it up. He didn't. It's amazing.
How excited about Jeremy, and as you mentioned, full academic qualifier, very good student out of high school, went to junior college for 1 year, and will be a sophomore for us next season. But Finished eighth in the country with 102 made threes. Was top 40 in the country in scoring, right at 19 points a game. So I think he'll be able to come in and give us some firepower out on the perimeter.
And this really balances your class with the four seniors, two juniors, three sophomores, three freshmen. That's a really good balance to have.
Yeah, that was one of our goals. We had many goals going into this recruiting season, but we wanted to get more balance in our classes. We wanted to address our front court needs. I feel like we were definitely able to do that. And then when you lose a player in your backcourt, the caliber of Jeffrey Moss and the ability to shoot the basketball, as we saw him do so throughout his four-year career, but especially there January, yeah. February, he was incredible. So you add Dondre Griffin, very good three-point shooter, Jeremy Grace, very good three-point shooter, and then Jonathan Stark becomes eligible, who can really score the basketball. Hopefully we can fill those shoes and fill that open spot there.
And you really have this year, providing everyone's healthy, excellent depth at basically every position, don't you?
That's what we're hoping for. You know, we have the four seniors now, all very experienced, proven close to double figure type scores. I'd be interested to see which ones of those four can take the next step. I will say Bryce Jones has been phenomenal, really since February 1st, and he's really stepped forward in a leadership role this spring. Very proud of him and his development, not just as a basketball player. He's gotten stronger, and that's all great. But the mental side of the game in his development is really coming on. And then up front, we have the bodies, just don't have a proven guy, you know, and at this level, Neil. So, you know, you talk about Terrell Miller, Jalen Dupree, signee, also Gilbert Thomas, signee, great size, athleticism between those three. Get Breon back, coming back from his ACL injury, great size and athleticism. And then, you know, also G. McGee will still play some at that four spot for us, and gives us some different options there.
Tell me about Breon and his rehabilitation to this point.
He's doing great, Neil. He's really, really working. He basically lives in the training room around the clock. You know, he's ahead of schedule so far. You know, he did. It was a very significant injury to his knee, so. He didn't go right into surgery. It took a little while to get the swelling out, so his surgery went until later in February. So he's ahead of schedule, but we're still tracking toward a September 100% cleared status. But he's putting in the work, and he's still lifting upper body. He looks really good right now.
What is your summer going to be like for your team this year?
Well, we're going to have the majority of them here the entire summer. Several will be finishing up their graduation requirements at their high school or junior college, so they won't get here till July 1st. But it's a big summer for us, Neil, just from the standpoint we're in a similar situation to last year where you have so many new guys.
Right.
And so we have the four seniors returning, all very experienced. Have Jonathan Stark, who sat out last season. And then you're trying to mesh all that together with a bunch of newcomers and you know, feel like we'll be able to do so. But that's the big key this summer, is really to start that team chemistry process, start the process of defining roles. And then also, you know, player development's huge in the summer. I think that's really where the players are made. You find out who's going to live in that gym and put in the work that it takes to be successful at a program like Murray State. And we'll start to implement system. That's one thing about this year, Neil. Honestly, didn't from a style of play standpoint, didn't get to play the way I would prefer to play. Just from a look at our lack of depth and numbers that we encountered this season. So we'll start to get that in this summer and start prepping for an exciting 2016-17.
You also had Wayne Langston, Jeffrey Moss signing with agents. That's always good.
Yeah, very excited about both their futures. They've signed with very good agents. They'll have some different opportunities over in Europe, and I think both have a skill set and a basketball IQ that will enable them to have lengthy careers over there if they so choose.
Are you finished recruiting? Will there be a transfer coming in at some point?
Never finished recruiting, Neil. We're going to recruit every day. You know, we do have a spot available right now. Not just going to use it just to say we used it, but if we do come across the right player, whether it's an immediately eligible player or a transfer, we're going to pursue that. And then a huge focus for us right now, Neil, is that class of 2017 on the perimeter. You look at those four seniors we'll lose, good players, talented players. So we need to get some guards who can come in here, and we'll be ready to make an immediate impact the following year.
You can answer me a question here, because I get this from fans. They'll say so-and-so's been offered by Murray State. There may be like 25 guys. How is that possible? X number of guys get offers. It's not just Murray State. It's with all sorts of schools. What's going on with that?
Well, Neil, here, part of it is this little-known fact that people have forgotten here lately, and Twitter is not a great source. Like, everything you read on Twitter is not 100% true all the time. It's not verified by source. Anyone can write whatever they want on Twitter. So sometimes you'll see some reports or some offers we've put out there to players, and it's accurate. Sometimes I've never even heard of the player.
Right?
So you just never know, Neil.
Sometimes it's talked to versus an offer, I guess. That's what they talk to him. That's got to be an offer, right?
That's how it plays out sometimes nowadays. It's amazing.
Any scheduling update that you have? I know you had mentioned the last time we talked, poking around about getting into a postseason or preseason tournament. Give us an update.
Neil, I wish I could give you a detailed update, but not a whole lot happening yet as far as finalized contracts. We're still with a home return game of Wright State. We have return games on the road at South Dakota State, Middle Tennessee State, Southern Illinois, and Evansville. We'll add a SEC or ACC type game on the road. Have not finalized the tournament, but definitely plan to play in one. I think that's important for us,
right,
to get the 3-game and 3-day experience, not only for prepare you for the rigors of conference season where you're playing Thursday, Saturday, but also prep for the conference tournament in March.
Focusing on a money game, a lot of times those don't usually happen until late anyway.
Yeah, the money game, would like for it to be a bus trip, somewhere close. That's the one thing I really like about our schedule. This past year's schedule out of 351 schools ended up being 19th non-conference RPI, strength of schedule. So we're playing really good teams,
right,
really challenging ourselves in the non-conference. But I love these games that are within 3 hours. You talk about the series with Middle Tennessee State, Southern Illinois, Evansville. It really, when you have a fan base like we do here at Murray State, and you're always going to have a great crowd at the CFSB Center. But I like giving our fans the opportunity to come on the road with us, and I think it always makes a big impact on our guys.
Yeah, I agree. Final question. Final Four as a head coach, did you get to go to the Final Four and experience that this year?
I went to the Final Four, had a great time. They do a banquet. I know we didn't have the final season that we wanted, but for co-division champions, they do a banquet for all the regular season winners. So we did that, and my favorite part of it, I ran in the Final Four 4-miler.
Wow.
Downtown Houston. Ended up being more than I thought. And, it was a 2-mile walk from my hotel to get there. So I walked the 2 miles, ran the 4 miles, and then had to walk 2 back.
Oh.
So, but that was good. It was they do it every year. Final Four 4-miler benefits a different charity each year. And this year it was for the wounded veterans in Texas. So they had almost 3,000 people participate, and that was a lot of fun.
Man, I appreciate the visit. Again, if anyone's interested in the camps, 270-809-6804 gets you all the information you need, or goracers.com.
All right, Neil, thanks so much, and go Racers.
Another winning year. Join Coach Matt McMahon and Racer Basketball for one last look at the 2015-16 season. The Murray State Men's Basketball Banquet will be held at 6:30 the night of May 2nd in the Murray Room of the CFSB Center. Celebrate the 29th consecutive winning season and outgoing seniors Jeffrey Moss, Wayne Langston, and Taryn Gilmore. Banquet tickets are available and must be purchased in advance at the ticket office or by calling 270-809-3000. For more information, visit GoRacers.com.